Welcome to Briggs Stadium in Detroit, for the game between the Boston Red Sox and the Detroit Tigers. Here are the starting lineups. For the Boston Red Sox. Batting in the leadoff spot. The second baseman, Billy Goodman. Batting second. The third baseman, Frank Malzone. Batting third. The first baseman, Mickey Vernon. Batting fourth. The left fielder, Dick Gurnett. Batting fifth. The right fielder, Jackie Jensen. Batting sixth. The center fielder, Jim Pearsall. Batting seventh. The shortstop, Don Button. Batting eighth. The catcher, Sammy White. Batting ninth. The pitcher, Mel Parnell. Pitching for the Boston Red Sox, Mel Parnell. For the Detroit Tigers. Batting in the leadoff spot. The shortstop, Harvey Keene. Batting second. The first baseman, Jack Phillips. Batting third. The right fielder, Al Kaline. Batting fourth. The center fielder, Bill Tuttle. Batting fifth. The third baseman, Ray Boone. Batting sixth. The left fielder, Bob Kennedy. Batting seventh. The catcher, Frank House. Batting eighth. The second baseman, Reno Bertoia. Batting ninth. The pitcher, Frank Larry. Pitching for the Detroit Tigers, Frank Larry. And now, play ball. Billy Goodman is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Goodman hits a ball on the ground towards third. Boone fields it and throws to first for the out. One out. Frank Malzone is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Malzone hits a fly ball into center field. Tuttle settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Mickey Vernon is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Vernon hits a ball on the ground towards short. Keene scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning one, with the score, the Red Sox nothing, and the Tigers nothing. The Tigers will come to bat. Harvey Keene is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Keene hits a ball on the ground towards third. Malzone fields it and throws to first for the out. One out. Jack Phillips is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Phillips hits a long drive deep into left field. That ball is going, gone. A home run. It's 1-0, Tigers. Al Kaline is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kaline hits a line drive into left field, out of the reach of Gurnett, who is chasing the ball. Kaline reaches third base with a triple. Bill Tuttle is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Tuttle hits a ball on the ground towards short. Button scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Ray Boone is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Boone hits a fly ball, foul, into left field. Gurnett settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning two, with the score, the Tigers 1, and the Red Sox nothing. The Red Sox will come to bat. Dick Gurnett is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gurnett hits a fly ball into right field. Kaline settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Jackie Jensen is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Jensen takes first base on ball four. Jim Pearsall is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Pearsall strikes out. Two outs. Don Button is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Button takes first base on ball four. Jensen moves to second. Sammy White is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. White hits a ball on the ground towards short. Keene fields it and throws to second for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning two, with the score, the Tigers 1, and the Red Sox nothing. The Tigers will come to bat. Bob Kennedy is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kennedy hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Frank House is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. House hits a line drive into right field. Jensen settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Reno Bertoia is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bertoia hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Parnell fields it and throws to first for the out. Kennedy moves to second. Two outs. Frank Larry is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Larry hits a line drive into left field. Gurnett settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 3, with the score, the Tigers 1, and the Red Sox nothing. The Red Sox will come to bat. Mel Parnell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Parnell hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Billy Goodman is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Goodman is 0 for 1 in the game. Goodman hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Parnell moves to second. Billy Consolo pinch runs for Mel Parnell. Frank Malzone is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Malzone is 0 for 1 in the game. Malzone hits a line drive into center field, out of the reach of Tuttle. Malzone reaches second base with a double. Tuttle throws the ball into Larry, who tags Malzone trying to catch an extra base, for the out. Consolo scores. Goodman goes all the way around to score. One out. It's 2-1, Red Sox. Mickey Vernon is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Vernon is 0 for 1 in the game. Vernon takes first base on ball 4. Dick Gurnett is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gurnett is 0 for 1 in the game. Gurnett is called out on strikes. Two outs. Jackie Jensen is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Jensen is 0 for 0 in the game. With a walk. Jensen hits a ball on the ground towards short. Keen fields it and throws to second for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 3, with the score, the Red Sox 2, and the Tigers 1. The Tigers will come to bat. Frank Bauman now pitching. Harvey Keene is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Keene is 0 for 1 in the game. Keene hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Goodman scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Jack Phillips is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Phillips is 1 for 1 in the game, with a home run. He's got one RBI. Phillips hits a ball on the ground towards short. Button scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Al Kaline is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kaline is 1 for 1 in the game, with a triple. Kaline hits a ball on the ground in front of the plate. White fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 4, with the score, the Red Sox 2, and the Tigers 1. The Red Sox will come to bat. Jim Pearsall is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Pearsall is 0 for 1 in the game. Pearsall is called out on strikes. One out. Don Button is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Button is 0 for 0 in the game. With a walk. Button hits a ball on the ground towards third. Boone fields it and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Sammy White is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. White is 0 for 1 in the game. White hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Frank Bauman is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bauman hits a ball on the ground in front of the plate. House fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 4, with the score, the Red Sox 2, and the Tigers 1. The Tigers will come to bat. Bill Tuttle is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Tuttle is 0 for 1 in the game. Tuttle hits a line drive into left field, out of the reach of Gurnett. Tuttle reaches second base with a double. Ray Boone is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Boone is 0 for 1 in the game. Boone hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Tuttle moves to third. Bob Kennedy is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kennedy is 1 for 1 in the game, with a single. Kennedy takes first base on ball 4. Boone moves to second. Frank House is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. House is 0 for 1 in the game. House strikes out. 1 out. Reno Bertoia is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bertoia is 0 for 1 in the game. Bertoia hits a ball on the ground towards short. Button fields it, throws to second for 1, and over to first, double play. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 5, with the score, the Red Sox 2, and the Tigers 1. The Red Sox will come to bat. Billy Goodman is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Goodman is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. Goodman takes first base on ball 4. Frank Malzone is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Malzone is 1 for 2 in the game, with a double. He's got 2 RBIs. Malzone hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Larry fields it and throws to first for the out. Goodman moves to second. 1 out. Mickey Vernon is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Vernon is 0 for 1 in the game. With a walk. Vernon hits a line drive into left field. That will be extra bases. Kennedy fumbles the ball. That's a double and an error on Kennedy. Goodman scores. Vernon moves to third. It's 3-1, Red Sox. Dick Gurnett is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gurnett is 0 for 2 in the game. Gurnett hits a ball on the ground towards third. Boone fields it and throws to first for the out. 2 outs. Jackie Jensen is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Jensen is 0 for 1 in the game. With a walk. Jensen takes first base on ball 4. Jim Pearsall is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Pearsall is 0 for 2 in the game. Pearsall hits a pop-up, foul, towards first. Phillips settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 5, with the score, the Red Sox 3, and the Tigers 1. The Tigers will come to bat. Frank Larry is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Larry is 0 for 1 in the game. Larry hits a ball on the ground towards third. Malzone fields it and throws to first for the out. 1 out. Harvey Keene is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Keene is 0 for 2 in the game. Keene hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Jack Phillips is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Phillips is 1 for 2 in the game, with a home run. He's got 1 RBI. Phillips takes first base on ball 4. Keene moves to second. Al Kaline is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kaline is 1 for 2 in the game, with a triple. Kaline hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Keene scores. Phillips moves to second. It's 3-2, Red Sox. Bill Tuttle is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Tuttle is 1 for 2 in the game, with a double. Tuttle hits a fly ball into left field. Gurnett settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. 2 outs. Ray Boone is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Boone is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. Boone hits a pop-up towards first. Vernon settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 6, with the score, the Red Sox 3, and the Tigers 2. The Red Sox will come to bat. Don Button is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Button is 0 for 1 in the game. With a walk. Button hits a pop-up towards short. Keene settles under it and makes the catch for the out. 1 out. Sammy White is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. White is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. White hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Larry fields it and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Frank Bauman is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bauman is 0-for-1 in the game. Bauman hits a line drive into center field, out of the reach of Tuttle. Bauman reaches second base with a double. Billy Goodman is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Goodman is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single and a walk. Goodman hits a fly ball into left field. Kennedy settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 6, with the score, the Red Sox 3, and the Tigers 2. The Tigers will come to bat. Bob Kennedy is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kennedy is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single and a walk. Kennedy hits a fly ball into center field. Pearsall settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Frank House is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. House is 0-for-2 in the game. House hits a fly ball into center field. Pearsall settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Reno Bertoia is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bertoia is 0-for-2 in the game. Bertoia hits a fly ball into center field. Pearsall settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 7, with the score, the Red Sox 3, and the Tigers 2. The Red Sox will come to bat. Frank Malzone is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Malzone is 1-for-3 in the game, with a double. He's got 2 RBIs. Malzone hits a ball on the ground towards short. Keene scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Mickey Vernon is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Vernon is 1-for-2 in the game, with a double and a walk. He's got 1 RBI. Vernon hits a pop-up towards short. Keene settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Dick Gurnett is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gurnett is 0-for-3 in the game. Gurnett hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Jackie Jensen is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Jensen is 0-for-1 in the game. With 2 walks. Jensen hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Gurnett moves to third. Jim Pearsall is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Pearsall is 0-for-3 in the game. Pearsall hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Gurnett scores. Jensen moves to third. It's 4-2, Red Sox. Don Button is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Button is 0-for-2 in the game. With a walk. Button takes first base on ball 4. Pearsall moves to second. Sammy White is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. White is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. White is called out on strikes. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 7, with the score, the Red Sox 4, and the Tigers 2. The Tigers will come to bat. Gene Stevens now playing left field. J.W. Porter pinch hits for Frank Larry. J.W. Porter is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Porter hits a pop-up, foul, towards first. Vernon settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Harvey Keene is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Keene is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. Keene hits a ball on the ground towards short. Button scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Jack Phillips is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Phillips is 1-for-2 in the game, with a home run and a walk. He's got 1 RBI. Phillips strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 8, with the score, the Red Sox 4, and the Tigers 2. The Red Sox will come to bat. Walt Masterson now pitching. Frank Bauman is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bauman is 1-for-2 in the game, with a double. Bauman strikes out. One out. Billy Goodman is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Goodman is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single and a walk. Goodman hits a fly ball into left field. Kennedy settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Frank Malzone is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Malzone is 1-for-4 in the game, with a double. He's got two RBIs. Malzone takes first base on ball 4. Mickey Vernon is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Vernon is 1-for-3 in the game, with a double and a walk. He's got one RBI. Vernon takes first base on ball 4. Malzone moves to second. Gene Stevens is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Stevens hits a pop-up, foul, in front of the plate. House settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 8, with the score, the Red Sox 4, and the Tigers 2. The Tigers will come to bat. Al Kaline is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kaline is 2-for-3 in the game, with a single and a triple. He's got one RBI. Kaline takes first base on ball 4. Bill Tuttle is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Tuttle is 1-for-3 in the game, with a double. Tuttle takes first base on ball 4. Kaline moves to second. Ray Boone is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Boone is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. Boone bunts towards first. Vernon scoops it up and throws to first, with Goodman covering, for the out. Kaline moves to third. Tuttle moves to second. One out. Tom Hurd now pitching. Charlie Maxwell pinch hits for Bob Kennedy. Charlie Maxwell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Maxwell strikes out. Two outs. Frank House is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. House is 0-for-3 in the game. House hits a ball on the ground in front of the plate. White fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 9, with the score, the Red Sox 4, and the Tigers 2. The Red Sox will come to bat. Charlie Maxwell now playing left field. Jackie Jensen is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Jensen is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single and two walks. Jensen hits a pop-up towards the right side of the infield. Bertoia settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Jim Pearsall is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Pearsall is 1-for-4 in the game, with a single. He's got one RBI. Pearsall takes first base on ball 4. Don Button is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Button is 0-for-2 in the game. With two walks. Button hits a ball on the ground towards short. Keene fields it, throws to second for one, and over to first, double play. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 9, with the score, the Red Sox 4, and the Tigers 2. The Tigers will come to bat. Earl Torgerson pinch hits for Reno Bertoia. Earl Torgerson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Torgerson takes first base on ball 4. Wayne Bilardi pinch hits for Walt Masterson. Wayne Bilardi is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bilardi hits a ball on the ground towards third. Malzone fields it and throws to second for the out. One out. Jim Small pinch runs for Wayne Bilardi. Harvey Keene is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Keene is 1-for-4 in the game, with a single. Keene hits a pop-up towards short. Button settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Jack Phillips is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Phillips is 1-for-3 in the game, with a home run and a walk. He's got one RBI. Phillips hits a pop-up, foul, in front of the plate. White settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The game is over. The final score, Boston Red Sox, 4, and Detroit Tigers, 2. Goodbye from Briggs Stadium in Detroit.